Welcome to the Christmas Eve services of Lenexa United Methodist Church. We're glad to have you all with us this evening. We thank the Bone Truth Four for being here again. They add so much to the service. My name is Daryl Roller, and I will be your liturgist this evening. Would we please now stand for the call to worship and the lighting of the Christ candle by the Ketch family.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
All things came into being through Him.
And without the Word, nothing came into being.
What has come into being in Him was life.
That life was the light of all people.
The light shines in the darkness.
Almighty God, like the shepherd of all, we have come once again to find the Christ life. We open our hearts to Him that He might abide with us. And when our service has ended, we will return to our daily tasks. Glorify and praise to You for all that we have and experience this day. Amen.
Thank you.
First reading is Psalms 96, 1 through 9. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among all the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Our first song is Angels from the Realms of Glory, number 220. You may be seated. In those days, a decree went out from Imperator Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. Let's stand for number 217, Away in a Manger.
Luke chapter 2, verse 6 to 7, and it says, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to the firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's stand up. No. Sit. Okay. Number 238. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy. That will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And now, let's stand up.
may be seated. Continuing on then in Luke 2, 13 through 14. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those who he favors." Next, a joy to the world. 2:46. Luke 2, 15 to 20. When the angels had left him and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in the heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. May we stand for Go Tell It on the Mountain. Number 251. You may be seated. Now from the Old Testament, the servant, a light to the nations. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Now, God. Okay, that's the second anthem.
Merry Christmas. Yes, welcome to Lenexa UMC and to our Christmas Eve service. I'm welcoming you again. Thank you, Chancellor Choir. That is, I want to say you are a mighty choir. Mighty. Thank you, guys, for the jazz music. That was powerful, too. While I'm giving meditation, you can go ahead and sign the attendance book if you have not signed it. And again, thank you for coming out tonight. This is quite a big crowd. We had a good crowd also at 5 p.m. So thank you so much for coming out. Now, tonight, we are observing the birth of Jesus Christ. And as I think about this, it brings to my mind, you know, about, you know, giving birth to a baby. Without even asking, I know most of the parents who are here have seen a baby being born, right? In my Kenyan... In my Kenyan culture, midwives do not allow men to go into the delivery room. They do not allow the fathers to go to the delivery room. But I have to tell you that while I was in Kenya some years ago, I was having a ride in the bus. I didn't know that there was a lady there who was in labor. She was going to the hospital. And then all of a sudden, I hear somebody hitting the bus. Stop! We need help! We are going to have a baby. Are there ladies in this car? So the driver pulled over to a side, and I see this guy, you know, picking up his wife. Thank goodness, his wife was little. So he picked her up and took her to the side of the road. And the ladies who were in the bus came out with the blankets, and they surround the lady. And within a short time, the baby was crying. So I'm sure those of you who are first responders, paramedics, you have seen things you can't even talk about. So tonight we are here to observe the birth of Jesus Christ. What was the big news after the birth of Jesus Christ? What did headlines say on the local newspaper about the birth of Jesus Christ, if there was a local newspaper? In my imagination, I can see the headline saying, "The future king in bed and breakfast accommodation." And below it, it is saying, at 1 a.m., the future king of the Jewish nation was born in the garden of local bed and breakfast, or Bethlehem. The queen was helped in her delivery of the baby by fiancé, who happens to be not a biological father. The family spent the night in the shelter of one of the garages behind the bed and breakfast guest house, as all of the rooms were taken. Several local gang members were seen visiting the family secretly under the cover of the darkness. It is said that when they left the garage, they were singing all kinds of praise songs. The mother of the baby, the fiancé, and the baby were all doing very well. The weight of the baby, which, as always, is the most important to you ladies, was unknown. The queen, as well as the baby Jesus, had not received any medical attention. They are just in a cave behind the guest house in Bethlehem. Jesus is sleeping in a manger, which is an animal feeding line, and they were visited by the shepherds. That is what I thought maybe the local newspaper would say. But as I reflect on this, I can see Mary giving birth to a baby like any other mother. And she had the same experience that all the mothers have. They have experience. Except that this baby is the Savior. He's the Son of God. That is one unique thing about this baby. He is the Son of God. And I'm almost sure that Jesus responded to the new world the same way any baby would respond. Jesus must have been sneezing, and he must have cried like any newborn baby. So, on the bottom line, I would prefer to say that on Christmas Day, God makes a statement with the birth of baby Jesus. He makes a statement about faith, joy, love, peace, and hope. And the object of hope for Isaiah 42 says, we just read a few minutes ago, it says, a bruised reed he will not break, and as a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope. Yes, I have to tell you that Jesus Christ came to bring faith, joy, peace, and justice, as the word has said. He came to bring hope to the hopeless. And that is why we have been lighting the candle of hope. We started with the candle of hope, which was the purple in color. And then we moved to the candle of faith, which was pink. And we also lit the candle of peace. And tonight, we have lit the candle of Jesus Christ. What is the value of hope? This hope that Jesus Christ has brought. Hope keeps us moving forward. No individual can imagine life without hope. Hope is a special gift given by God through His grace to fight the most difficult situation we face in this world. Hope is there for the single mom who does not know how she is going to feed her children and keep a roof over their heads. She might give up if not for the hope that a breakthrough is around the corner. So hope is it is something that gives us motivation. It energizes us to move forward even in the midst of challenges that we face in this world. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, it reads, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I'm not going into detail because this passage of scripture is for next Sunday. But Let me say this. After Jesus was born, the Magi brought 3 gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the baby Jesus. They brought to him as gifts to give to Jesus. And let me suggest tonight that frankincense is about hope that Jesus brought, because it is a gift from God. We have a God who has given us hope through salvation made possible by the baby who is fully God and fully human. Amen? I also suggest that Maya is about faith, because it is a burial spice. It was a burial spice during the time of Jesus, and it is in the death. It is in the death and resurrection of Jesus that we can have of hope and eternal life. Jesus has given us hope through his death. And he has given us also eternal life. Finally, I suggest tonight that love is like cold, because love is golden. Cold has a unique physical, chemical characteristic that makes it special and valuable. The same thing with love of God. It is special and valuable. His love never ends. And that is why you see the Christmas read is in cycle. It means his love is the love of Jesus never ends. Having said that, so what can you bring to the baby Jesus tonight? You may not have all these calls, frankincense, and more. But all you can bring, which you can take it as coal or so valuable to you, is your life. You can bring your life to Jesus Christ. I believe that you are here tonight because you believe in Jesus Christ and you have received him as your personal Savior. That part is done for you. But if in case you haven't walked on that, you can give your life to Jesus as a special gift to him. And I'm available to pray with you. So it should be the motivation tonight behind our Christmas gift, that the Christmas gift that we give to each other on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The love of God, which he has shown to us through Jesus Christ, that should be the motivation. The reason why you give a gift to somebody tonight or tomorrow, or you gave last week, is because of that love of God which never ends. That should be our motivation. So as I bring this to conclusion tonight, I want each one of us to close our eyes for a few minutes. Yes, and no snoring, please. Close for a few minutes. I want us to imagine ourselves leaving the manger. We have just observed the birth of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have seen the sparkle in Mary's eyes. Yes, we have seen the smile of Joseph's face. Yes, he's happy. Yes, there's great joy. What do you take away from your time at the manger tonight? What do you get from this Christmas story that we have read in the book of Luke chapter 2 and in the book of Isaiah 42. I don't need an answer, That is an answer that you can give to yourself. Let's turn our attention to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we come to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ tonight, we'll come through the middle aisle. And on the side here, we have the offering plates. So that is, those plates are for your tithes and offerings. And as you can see on the bulletin, it says, tonight offerings will support the pastor's discretionary agape fund. What that means is, at some time here, we in our church, we have our church members who they might have run out of medicine and they cannot afford to go for reveal because they don't have money. So we use that money for such situation. Or somebody's electricity has been shut down and he or she need help to turn it back on. And that is how we use those offerings. So now let's turn our attention to the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we prepare ourselves, there is a responsive reading on the screen we are going to read. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who honestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done what you need. We have broken your law. We have failed against your God. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not kind of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Yes, something from obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus
Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. This is a symbol of the body of Jesus Christ. As there is one body of Jesus Christ, here we have one loaf of bread. In the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took the bread and blessed it. This is my body broken for you. Eat it in remembrance of me. As there is one blood of Jesus Christ, we have one cup here. In the night in which Jesus Christ gave up himself for us, he took the cup and blessed it. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you. Do it often as you drink from this cup in remembrance of me. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for coming to be born as a baby and to die on the cross to save us. Lord, as we remember your birth and also your death on the cross, Lord, we pray that as we partake of this, as we break the prayer together and share from the cup, we pray that we stay united with you and with one another. And we pray that this sacrament will give us strength even to move into the next year. Father, be with us as we break the sacrament right now as we share together, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The sacrament in our church is open to whoever is a believer in Jesus Christ. So you are all welcome. I want to request those who are helping to come forward, please. Now, as we get ready to light our candles, I believe everybody has a candle. Is there anybody without a candle? If you don't have, raise your hand and then somebody will get one to you. Okay, there's one person here without the candle. Yeah. Raise your hand. Okay. So as we come to the conclusion of our service, I would like to say that next Sunday I'll be preaching on the Magi from the East. I'm kind of moving Epiphany to next Sunday. So come and listen to the story of Magi. And now receive the benediction. Go forth into the world. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may go in peace, and may the peace of the newborn King go with each one of you. And you have a Merry Christmas. Amen.